Responsible choice. Her face was drawn and hollow, and fatigue etched eyes that spoke of a struggle and a miracle. As I rushed to help her with her pack, she leaned her ice axe against the wall. Linda was home at last. I expected her long ago, and the thoughts that magnified my worry into fear and my fear into terror disappeared. She was too tired to feel relieved, but my joy was unbounded. The pack, flashlight, food, and water I was preparing to take in search of her lay unused on the floor. Resting on the couch, she shared her story with me. Near midnight, 20 hours earlier, her group climb had turned into a solo ascent when her friends left her in the parking lot to wait for her climbing partner, who arrived late, unprepared, and too frightened to climb. Up the dark trail, Linda hiked alone by moonlight, knowing that her group was ahead of her, but not realizing she would be approaching the summit before speaking with them again. This was Linda's first climb, and the mountain she chose was higher than 14,000 feet. She had trained hard, but no training could prepare her for the fatigue, darkness, and demanding climb that lay before her. Near the summit, one misstep could send her sliding down a 1,000-foot ravine littered with boulders. The darkness began to fade, and tiny figures, her former companions, became visible in the distance above her. At 12,000 feet, she met them on their way down, where they chatted, gave her directions, and left. Linda finished her climb alone, celebrated her first descent on a summit 3 miles above sea level, and started down. The snow softened as the day became warmer, and she sat down in the heavy, wet snow, pointed her feet down the ravine, and laughing with joy began to slide, first slowing her descent with her ice axe, then lifting it again to gain speed. At last, rocks appeared on the snow, and she began to walk again, but soon loose stones were sliding under her boots, challenging her balance and draining her strength. The hint of a trail appeared, part imagination and part earth, gradually took shape and flowed downward. The sun was low, but she felt certain she could reach her car before dark, and she would have, but for a single choice. Struggling to control her heavy pack and wobbly legs, she suddenly came to a fork in the trail. The left branch led to a small meadow, and the right disappeared downward through the trees. Down is better, she thought. That was the choice. In the disappearing daylight, she walked past a small sign, fading into darkness. Parking lot, 0.5 miles, with an arrow below it pointing left. Linda turned right and followed the trail that disappeared into the trees.